Good morning. It is good to see you on this beautiful, sunshiny Lord's Day. We don't see very many of those, but I am so grateful when that sun comes out and begins to shine. It just kind of seems to brighten up our lives. And, you know, we don't get much of that brightness here in Northwest Pennsylvania, it seems. But God is just amazing, and He is awesome. I want to thank the team for leading us in worship this morning. And I'm going to ask you now if you would please take your Bibles and open up to Psalm 8. And this morning I kind of want to ask you a question. And that question is this: how much are you worth? How much are you worth? You know, there were a group of scientists that got together and they took all of the elements of the human body and they checked out, you know, what the average size person was. This was several years ago. Now, this was back in the early 90s, the late 80s, early 90s. And so I'm sure that the cost has gone up now. But actually, as far as elements go and that kind of thing, you're worth about $2. Now, that may be up to 2.5 or 3 by now. I don't know. But the real question is, how much are we worth to God? How much are we worth to Him? Are we worth more than $3? Are we worth more than you know, what this building is? Well, the psalmist kind of asked that question. And in this 8th psalm, we're going to pick up our reading at verse 3 and read through verse 9. Not the first two verses aren't great. They are. They just aren't going to be used this morning. But I want you to look at what the psalmist discovers. Look at what he says, beginning with verse 3. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou dost take thought of him? And the son of man that thou dost care for him? Yet thou hast made him a little lower than God, and dost crown him with glory and majesty. Thou dost make him to rule over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes through the paths of the seas. O Lord our God, how majestic is thy name in all the earth. Wow. You know, as the psalmist is looking at this, and he's looking at all of creation, and he said, man, God, you are the one who set the stars in place. You are the one who set the planets on their courses. You are the one who has ordained absolutely everything with just the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, all of that. And so what is man when you compare an individual to all that you have created, God? What is man? What is one individual in the whole scheme of things? In other words, God, who am I? What am I worth? It's an interesting question, isn't it? As an individual, what am I worth? And then the psalmist goes on, and he kind of explains to us that our value is far more than anything else or everything else in creation. He gives four little illustrations here that I kind of like because they come up a couple of times in Scripture. They come up here, but then Jesus also addressed every one of these. He says, you know, you are worth more than the birds. You're worth more than the birds. They fly through the heavens, you know. They fly absolutely everywhere. And God is aware when one of them falls to the ground, but you're worth more than that. And so His eye is upon you everywhere you go, everything that you go through. God is aware of it all. And He takes all of that into His counsel, into His heart, and into His life. He says, you're worth more than the birds. He says, secondly, He says, we are worth more than the sheep. And remember, when the psalmist was writing this, sheep were pretty valuable because it was sheep that were used as the substitute for our sins at that time. And so, sheep were extremely valuable. They weren't rare, but they were valuable. And in fact, that's a part. Sheep were a part of the reason that Jesus cleared the temple, because of the money changers and the things that they were doing with people's sacrifices. David would come to the temple to offer sacrifice for his family. And, you know, the Pharisee over here, Mr. Bill, would look at David's sheep and say, you know what, that's not quite as perfect as what it ought to be. We've got this better one over here. And so we'll take that one off your hands. And if you give us an extra $20 or whatever, you know, you can use this sheep for your family sacrifice. And so David would give his sheep the extra $20, and Bill would stick that in his pocket. Then Philip would come. And suddenly, David's sheep was good enough for Philip's family. And so he'd say, you know what? Yours is not quite good enough. Because yours isn't good enough, if you'll give me an extra $20, I've got this perfect sheep here. And you see, what they were doing was they were cheating the people. And Jesus got so infuriated over that. And folks, it's not a sin to be angry. Understand that. When you see unrighteousness, it is not a sin to be angry. In fact, Jesus got so angry that He started throwing the tables around. I mean, He had a hissy fit. He really went off on these thieves, on these cheats. And no one looked at Him and said, boy, was that unchristian. You mean you showed anger? How can you be a Christian, Jesus? You showed anger. Jesus is always angry when people are cheated. We need to remember that. And you see, that's what was taking place within the temple by the religious leaders. So those sheep were very valuable, because without those sheep, David would not have been able to get his sins covered and the sins of his family. Philip would not be able to get his sins covered and the sins of his family. And yet God looks and He says, you're worth more than those sheep. And then the psalmist brings out another issue here. He says, the sheep and the oxen. He says, and also the beasts of the field. In today's times, it would be the John Deere tractors. But back then, there weren't John Deere tractors. Okay? The beasts of the field were valuable, especially in Palestine, because, man, you did not want to have to plow that field by hand. And so you used beasts of burden. You didn't want to take all of that stuff that you'd need to take to market on your back. You used the beasts of the field. And a person's wealth was often considered by the number of beasts that he had. You'll remember Job. And Job, much of his wealth was based upon the number of cattle, the number of beasts that he had. And that was a great amount of his wealth. It was a real status issue. And you know, the psalmist says, we're more valuable than all of the beasts of the field. How valuable am I in the eyes of God? And in fact, the psalmist goes on to tell us that we're more valuable than all of the combined wealth of the world. Wow. And what do? We put down the most valuable thing in the world. We look down on ourselves, or we cheapen our lives by disobedience to God and living sinfully. Or we consider ourselves nothing when God considered us more valuable than all of creation. Father, what is man that you take concern for him? Father, what am I that you care about me? You want to know something? Every one of the planets in every one of the solar systems is going to cease to exist. But we aren't. That's how much God cares for us. When we were formed, from the moment of conception, this is why I'm so deathly set against abortion. When we were conceived in our mother's wombs, at that moment, we took on eternal qualities. We will live forever. We have a choice of destinations. Either to be in the presence of God, where our value to Him is immeasurable, where His peace will reign forever in our lives for all of eternity, or we can choose hell. We can choose the lake of fire by rejecting the value that God places on our lives. How valuable are we? $3? Or are we valuable as God considers us valuable? Worth more than all of creation. Just one soul. Just one soul is worth more than all of the planets, and all of the stars, all of the suns, all of the moons, all of the seas, all of the creatures. One soul is worth more to God than that. That's incredible. You're that soul. In the eyes of God, you are that soul. Now, how much are you worth? When you consider what God has done, we have this value because we were made the only part of creation. We were made in the image of God. That's pretty valuable. We have soul. We have mind. We have strength. God has given us authority. That's the image of God. We have the capacity to love. That is the image and the essence of God. It's His character and His nature. So we have an immortal soul. Sin has marred us. There isn't any doubt about it. But because our souls then are in jeopardy because of sin, God said, "You're valuable enough that I'll die for you. I will take your place and your punishment." And so Jesus died on the cross that we could have life. How valuable are you? You're valuable enough to have the price of your sin paid by Jesus Christ. And you know what that should do? That should help this ninth verse to become a vibrant part of our lives. O Lord our God, how majestic is Thy name in all the earth. How majestic, Lord, are You. We need to submit ourselves to God, because He loves us that much. Let's stand. Folks, I want to encourage you today. Never let anyone cheapen who you are. Don't ever let yourself cheapen who you are. You are the most valuable part of all of God's creation. Don't settle for any less. Keep your eyes off of the temporary things and focus on that which is eternal. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, I thank You for every one of these eternal souls that are in this room today. Lord, each one of them is more valuable as an individual than all of creation. Your Word has declared it. Each one of these individuals is more valuable than the fish of the sea, the beasts of the fields, the birds of the air, the planets in their courses, the suns as they shine, the moons as they rotate. Each one of these individuals is more valuable than all of the millions of stars. They're valuable enough that You could tell us to this very moment how many hairs are on our heads. You can tell us the number of beats that our hearts have made to this point in life. That's how valuable we are. Lord, please help us to not cheapen our lives by the momentary pleasures of sin. But instead, let us walk in faith in You. Father, don't let us be cheapened by the words of others. But instead, let us stand tall for your cause and for your call. Father, we love you. We thank you for your love for us. And we give you glory, for it's in your awesome and holy name we pray, and all of God's people said, Amen. I want to thank you for being here. May God bless you as you live this day for Jesus Christ. Please give me a moment to get to the back so I can greet you, and have a great day in Jesus. Enjoy the sunshine.